Hey, this is Anne. We just completed day four, and our fourth day speaker was Dr. Amira Hall. We talked about vibration. Do you know that you are a vibrational being and that the energy that's coming off of you from your words, your thoughts, your emotions are all communicating with the quantum field, with God force, with the universe, whatever you call that, you are being collaborated with. So why is your vibration so important? Why is your mastery of your emotions, your mindset, your thinking, your the way that you are showing up in the world, why is that so important? I remember when I was younger, a person saying to me, this happened and my whole day is ruined. And I know now that to allow a whole day to be used to vibrate in a way that's not what you want is sending a lot of energy and information out into the collaborative universe, and you're going to get more of that. You get more and more of what you are thinking about. And you can say one thing, but if your emotions are conveying the opposite, for example, I want more financial flow, and then you're choking on it in your throat and you're emanating lack, that vibration is going to go out, that conflicting vibration, and then the grounded vibration of your insecurity and your fear is going to speak louder than those words, because those words were disingenuous. We talked today about vibration and a couple of tools to help you neutralize or make neutral the energy that you have going around something that's not the way you want it at the time. So how to shift that. One of the things that I do with people is help them shift the way they look at the world, so that when they are sending off the energy, the words, the emotions, the thoughts, it is in alignment with what their vision is for themselves in their business and in their life. So I gave some assignments today, and one of them is to think about what you give off and emit every day. Are your words and your thoughts and your emotions aligned with the very thing that you're saying you want, and that you're here telling me that you're stuck and not able to get at this moment? And then the second assignment I gave was for those of you who aren't yet in the VIP, and it's not for everybody. So if it's not for you, I don't need to hear from you on this. But for those of you who would love to think of yourself as a VIP, and you're serious about moving to the next level in your business, then you should be a VIP. What do you want me to throw into the VIP tomorrow that will make you say yes to yourself? Now, why is this important? I don't mind adding something if it's going to be the mechanism for you to step in on you committing to shifting into the next level. Whatever it takes. So what will it be? And just throw them to me in an email. Click reply on the email and tell me what it is you would like me to add to the VIP, something that you need, that would cause you to say yes to yourself and get in there. So have a beautiful night, and I'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow, we're talking with Karen Hardy, and she did a major pivot on her business during COVID that has brought her millions of dollars. So if you are somebody who needs to repackage or reposition what you're offering, this is a great one for you. If you are just somebody who has a challenge when you're struggling, pivoting or shifting or looking at things in a solution-based manner, this is great for you. So I'll see you tomorrow at 11 sharp, and we'll dig in. If you want to jump into the VIP tonight, before tomorrow, whatever we add to the VIP, you're going to be getting. So you don't have to worry about missing out on anything. And you're going to get the replays and some extra coaching time with me and an additional coaching group session. So looking forward to serving you on the highest level. I'm here to get you in a position to move to your next level, to start taking away whatever barriers have been keeping you there. Have a beautiful night.